Shalom, gang. Shalom. Welcome to a very special Rosh Hashanah edition to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. The last place that our New Year's celebrating friends have not been able to shut down free speech on yet. We still have this one last bastion of free speech where we can say, Shalom, y'all. So, Shalom, gang. I that's what I meant to say was Shalom, gang. Anyway, it is National Bugle Radio, which is totally sponsored by CoSertified, the CoSertified app. It's totally my sponsor. And you can find the CoSertified app by going to nationalbugle.com. What could be easier? You go and you download the app. And, you know, on Yom Kippur, well, I guess that's next week, on Rosh Hashanah, you want to know, is that food kosher certified or not? You want to know these things. And CoSertified will help you find out. And in fact, it's a template for finding out a whole bunch of things. Well, I mean, it'll help you, it'll tell you all about the kosher certification industry. Now, you think that's just for food? Well, it's for a lot of other things. It's for politicians, too. You know, the Jeffrey Epstein, that whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, that's kosher certification. AIPAC, that's kosher certification. We have to learn about kosher certification, and where better to start than with kosher food? So download the CoSertified app. It's if you have a, you can get it, the real live app for your Android phone, only $2.99. There used to be a Apple app, but Tim Cook, who is gay, he was trying to screw CoSertified, which is totally not gay. I don't know what that was all about, but you can no longer get that Apple app, but you can use the online version. So go online. You can find it through nationalbugle.com. You can find it. It's actually, if you want a shortcut, the kosherquestion.com, that might skip you one click, but it's longer, and you all already have nationalbugle.com bookmarked, so you might as well go that way. And we are the number, I want the good people at CoSertified to know that we are the number one site leading traffic to them, leading people, because our listeners want to know what's up with all this kosher certification anyway. As you may have noticed, today is a live show. It's live. And when it's live, I can take callers. And the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. When you call in, we'll talk. We'll talk about whatever you want. We'll talk about dogs or daughters or kosher certification. We can talk about whatever. I plan to start the ball rolling by talking about all of these hoaxes. So you might have noticed over the weekend, I think maybe it started on Friday, a report of, oh gosh, I mean, this is national news. Obviously, it's national news. Some black girl in Virginia said that on the playground she was bullied by three white boys who apparently cut off one of her dreadlocks. She has a bunch of dreadlocks. The picture, the New York Times showed this picture, and she looked sad. And she had a bunch of dreadlocks, but I'm sure there was one missing somewhere. There, at least one, maybe even two that were missing. And so that's national news. That's national news. And according to, let me get back here, because, you know, you can go, I don't have it up on the, I'm sorry to say, I don't have it up on nationalbugle.com yet, but if you're listening to this on archive, I will try to get it up. But if you could go to davidduke.com, and you would find the, from September 27th, the New York Times article, and on the print edition, I don't know what page it was on, but the headline reading, Black Virginia Girl Says White Classmates Cut Her Dreadlocks on Playground. Okay. And it's got a picture of her, and she's sad, and she's got a bunch of dreadlocks, which, you know, the dreadlocks, the whole dreadlock thing, do you remember the playing cards? I can't remember which brand of playing cards it was, but the Joker, and you know, that whole dreadlock thing, it does kind of look like a Joker's hat from one or the other of those playing card companies. I'm just saying. And so they show the girl, and she's black, and they identify her as black, and the classmates as white. Police say they were investigating a report by 12-year-old Amari Allen that three white students forcibly cut portions of her hair at their Christian school. And she's sad. And that's national news. Now, I know kids who've gotten their cell phones stolen from them, and police won't respond to that. Like in class, in the school, maybe stolen out of the locker, maybe taken in the bathroom or a gym class or whatever. They know who stole the phone. They have witnesses. They have evidence. The police will not come. The police will say, well, that's a school matter. They won't come. But some 12-year-old girl says, and I don't blame the 12-year-old girl that much because, I mean, she's just, I don't know. But her father, her parents who entertained the joinless who came, the joinless themselves. Okay, well, anyway, that's from September 27th. And imagine our shock. Imagine our shock at seeing this next headline. And this is from September 30th, the New York Times. Virginia girl. She's no longer a black Virginia girl. She's now Virginia girl. Recants story of boys. And they're no longer white boys. Virginia girl recants story of boys cutting off her dreadlocks. And then the subheadline, the subtitle, the 12-year-old girl's story drew national headlines and a police investigation last week. Her family has apologized. Okay, so this is Springfield, Virginia. That's Fairfax County. That is a very, very affluent county. It's outside Washington. It doesn't actually have a border on Washington, D.C., unless you want to count, like, some point in the middle of the... Not a point, like, you know how, like, you can have two lines intersecting and you're kind of catty-corner? I guess there's maybe, what would it be called, Great Falls, Virginia, is catty-corner from northwest Washington, D.C., across the Potomac River. Anyway, it's right there. That's Fairfax County. Springfield, actually, is south. Now... So if you're heading west on, what would that be, I-66 or whatever, coming out of D.C., and you're going through Fairfax County, you turn left, you turn south towards Springfield, that's the haves. You turn north, and that's the have-mores, okay? Not the have-nots, the have-mores. So it's the haves and the have-mores. So anyway, yeah, no longer black. There's no longer a picture of her. Okay, there's no longer any racial aspect to this retraction. So the retraction, there's no racial aspect to it. The accusation, which was based on no evidence other than a 12-year-old's hearsay, which made national headlines, and that's got this racial aspect, the evil whites. Now, national headlines. Is this retraction going to make national headlines? Well, we'll see. I don't think so. I don't think so. And, of course, this all comes on, earlier this year, you've had other hoaxes. You had the Jussie Smollett thing, which was so high profile that the hoax aspect of it did get enough attention. It got a fair amount of attention. Tucker Carlson picked up on it. I don't know if Tucker Carlson's going to pick up on this. Maybe he will. He should pick up on it because it's just part of... well, Dr. Duke earlier today was calling it the blood libel against white people. It's... So, I mean, you had that. Okay, so you've got this thing, which is a small deal, but why should it have made national headlines in the first place, right? But it does because... The Zio media, the Jewish-owned media, just loves to pick up on these things, and they know that even if it is a hoax, there's no repercussions. Even if it's a hoax, there's no repercussions for anybody involved. Nobody's going to get fired. Why doesn't the editor of the New York Times get fired for not having vetted this story? The editor's not going to. The journalist isn't going to. They just went on nothing but a 12-year-old girl's accusations regarding something with no evidence. 12-year-old girl accusation of bullying on the playground, and they made the decision to go with her story, and B, they made the decision that this is newsworthy for a national newspaper like the New York Times and NBC News, and it was on NBC News. It's made the rounds. So, I mean, two decisions, and I've worked in newsrooms. You know, I've worked in newsrooms, and I remember as a rookie journalist reporting rumors. I reported it as rumors, but I reported rumors that Deng Xiaoping had died. And when my editor got back from lunch and found out, because this was a newswire, found out that I had put that out, he says, well, did you confirm it? No, because I think the rumor was that BBC had reported it. And, of course, this is before the internet. But, you know, he said, well, did you call our bureau in London? Did you call the BBC? Did you call the BBC's bureau here? Did you try to confirm it? No. Boy, oh boy, was I in trouble. I almost lost my job, okay? If it hadn't been, like, my first month working there and that I brought some valuable skills with me, they would have let me go. They marked it down as a rookie error. Okay, not only is nobody going to get in trouble over not having confirmed this story, but nobody's going to get in trouble for the decision that this is newsworthy anyway, that even if it had been true, and it wasn't true, and, you know, we know, I mean, imagine our shock, how many people really thought it was true, that something like this, some accusation of cutting off a dreadlock on a playground, that is worthy of national news, okay? I could see it being worthy of the school's, the PTA newsletter. Okay, yeah, I could see it in the PTA newsletter. If it was a really small, sleepy town that still has a sleepy town newspaper, and there aren't very many of them left, and it's a slow news day, what the heck, you put it in? Maybe. But even then, no. But, so on multiple reasons, everybody involved in this should be fired. There's no excuse for this, right? And it's not a newswire either, where things have to go out on the hurry without being seen by an editor, like it was in my case. In this case, you know, okay, whatever. Anyway, so you had Jussie Smollett, and, you know, that, because it became such a big deal and everything, and because Tucker had gotten involved with it, the hoax angle of it did come to light. But it came to light, but what happened in the legal aspect of it was that this, what was her name? I want to say something Fox was the prosecutor, and I don't know what her first name was, but some black prosecutor who, after a phone call from Michelle Obama, who's intervening or colluding or whatever, and by the way, Jussie Smollett was very good friends with Harris, what's her name, Senator Kamala Harris, who was playing up this, and Cory Booker was playing up this because their presidential bids had already started. They were playing this up big. And a friend of mine, and I don't know, but a friend of mine thinks that Kamala Harris was probably in on the hoax because it just happened very conveniently as she was introducing some legislation, anti-lynching legislation, and there's Jussie Smollett showing up with a noose, like, around his neck for no apparent reason. You'll have to excuse me. Yes? Melania? No, I told you not to call me at this number anymore, especially during this time. You're going to have to... Yeah, I know, Donald, he's gone completely off the rails. I know there's not much you can do about it. And except, you know, here's the thing. So Barron, he's now like 6'5 or 6'6. I know he's only like, what, 13 years old. Have him like smack Donald up the head, upside the head, because this just isn't working. All right. We got to get him back on track. Okay. Okay. Love you. Bye bye. Anyway, where was I? So, forget about that. So Kamala Harris had introduced this anti-lynching legislation, and, you know, lo and behold, all of a sudden you've got this lynching case. So now that got some attention. And then, of course, earlier this year also, the Nick Sandman, Mr. Sandman, who was just sitting waiting for a school bus to take him back to Covington, Kentucky, waiting for a school bus, and he's being harassed by the Black Israelites, who are these very hostile blacks that you'll see in you'll see them around. I mean, you can they get around, but they're a fixture in Washington D.C. and I guess also a fixture in Times Square in New York. And they were, you know, they were harassing the school kids, and they were harassing some Indians. But then they got the Indians to go harass the school kids, and Mr. Sandman was just standing there, and this Indian goes up and starts banging a drum in his face, and Mr. Sandman just stands there and smiles. At least some of the time was smiling, but he just stood there. What was he supposed to do? Was he supposed to run away? I mean, what was he supposed to do? And so he just stood there as the guy walked up to him and banged the drum in his face. And, of course, that was the whole smirk accost. And that, for 2 weeks, was national headlines. And, of course, these editors didn't bother to look at the full case, the full tape that was available, the full video, which I looked at. And you could see, you know, everything that transpired before then with the Black Israelite. In the stories, when they did mention the Black Israelites, they were youths preaching the Bible. My God. You know, the youths with gray beards, okay? Youths with gray beards, the big gray beards, and they were harassing everybody around them. And anyway, so that's all the slander against white people. Then, you know, you can think back 2 years ago to 2017, and you had all of these phone calls to Jewish community centers, bomb threats to Jewish community centers, dozens and dozens. Maybe it wound up being 150 or something, but it was just a huge number, and it completely ballooned the anti-Semitic hate crime numbers that the SPLC peddles to all of the journalists. Now, of course, they were coming from Israel. The Israeli guy got caught. Supposedly got caught. I mean, maybe it was just they were just scapegoating this autistic 18-year-old kid, and they never showed his face. And of course, Jesse Smollett, with Michelle Obama's pressure, the charges were dropped against him. He didn't have to admit any wrongdoing, and the case was sealed. All very convenient. And I know we're about to come up on break. Two most famous rape cases of whites raping blacks, both hoaxes. Tawana Brawley, Al Sharpton, back in the 80s, and then also the Ross case in the 90s. Wasn't it the 90s? Bunch of hoaxes. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And today is a call-in show, 1-800-313-9443. That's right, 1-800-313-9443. Call, and, you know, we'll talk. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Okay. Gosh. Oh, hold on a second. I got to take this call. Hello? Who? Nancy Pelosi? What are you doing calling here? What, last week? Look, I've got the video. I played the video, the audio of you talking about the penis of government. I played it on Friday. You said penis of government, penis of Congress. No, I got the video. I played it. I played it on my show, okay? Oh, huh? What? Subpoena of government? You said the... You were talking about Adam Schiff, okay? How am I supposed to know? You're talking about Adam Schiff. You're from San Francisco, and you're seeing all this weird stuff, and then you start talking about... Who says subpoena of government? Nobody says that. Subpoena of Congress. You would say subpoenas issued by Congress, or you'd say the government subpoenas. Nobody would... Okay, well, I'll go back and listen to it. How'd you get my number anyway? I don't believe you listen to my show, because if you listen to my show, you wouldn't do half the... You wouldn't do any of the crazy stuff. Okay. Bye. Never call back. All right, I'm sorry about that. I mean, I don't know how she got my number. Okay, apparently I have to issue a correction, and I will. I will issue a correction because I'm not like the New York Times. So on Friday, Mark Dankoff was on the show, and I had sent him this before, and he heard it the same way I did. And I played it for y'all, and maybe a lot of you heard it too. So it was a clip of Nancy Pelosi, and she was – I got this from the PBS NewsHour, and she was saying all of this stuff that made no sense. Talking of, I don't know what she was talking about. She was talking about birch trees or something weird. And then all of a sudden started saying that Donald Trump was ignoring the penis of government. I mean, penis of Congress. And she, I mean, okay. This whole impeachment inquiry is being led by Adam Schiff, and who wouldn't ignore him? All right. So I just assumed that she's from San Francisco, and this is the way they talk, and that she was referring to Adam Schiff when she was talking about the penis of Congress. I mean, who would say, look, if you're talking about subpoenas, you would say he's been ignoring congressional subpoenas, or he's been ignoring subpoenas that were issued by government. Nobody says subpoenas of government. Or subpoenas of Congress. Nobody says that. So how was I supposed to know? Okay, anyway, I guess I have to issue a correction. Apparently, she was talking about subpoenas, and she wasn't talking about Adam Schiff. So there you go. Okay, that's my correction. I'm sorry. I try to always get the news right. It was an honest mistake. Anyway. All right, so, but we... They don't issue corrections, or to the extent they do, it's on page 14. So you've got, for instance, with those, lost my train of thought. With, I wish people would stop calling. Who gave her my number anyway? And she said this weird stuff at the end. She said Kirsten Gillibrand says hi. I mean, is that like, are they trying to meet to me again? I just don't know what's up with this. But at any rate, the Covington High School kids, these bomb hoaxes at the JCCs, they still include all of these bomb hoaxes into the anti-Semitic hate crimes stats. And I guess they're saying, well, there really were phone calls. Well, yeah, there really were phone calls, but the phone calls were coming from Israel, from a Jewish kid in Israel. But they still include these in the hate crime data, at least the SB, that the SBLC uses and that the journalists use. And then the Jewish schools and the JCCs, they apply to Homeland Security for extra, because there's this budget of millions of dollars, it's like tens of millions of dollars for security, for extra security guards, for cameras, for metal detectors, for whatnot. And most of these funds are being appropriated and going towards Jewish institutions. So they're hoaxing up all of this crime. And meanwhile, I've got the FBI data. I guess I'll have to wait until after the break to get to it. There are whites being murdered every day by blacks, and yet...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. So 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Don't call me directly, call that number. And Chance from West Virginia. Chance, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Patrick. Boy, you would think Melania and Nancy had better things to do on a Tuesday afternoon, like bake cookies or something, huh? Listen, Patrick, I'm a little verklempt here.
Okay.
This story about this kid getting her braid cut off, This made national news, correct?
Yes.
Now, answer one question for me. Was this child Caucasian by any chance or not?
No, you can see her picture, and they, like, in the official story, they describe her as a black girl. When they were presenting this as being a real news story, they said she was black. But in the retraction, they didn't say she was black. They took all racial...
Well, here's my point, Patrick. I suppose if it had been a Caucasian kid who had his hair cut, it would be described as maybe, what, a coiffure, a beauty makeover, a hair trim, something to that effect, I suppose.
No, I mean, you can see, I remember seeing a video of a white kid just getting beat up by a black kid in front of a neighborhood school, and didn't become news. And then you just see him get beaten up and then lying there on the ground motionless after being beaten up. And I called that into to the principal, and she said she'd do something about it. Nothing got done.
Oh, that was just having fun, I suppose, huh, Patrick?
Yeah, it wasn't national news. It happens all the time, and we all know it happens all the time.
Yeah, we all do. It's a shame, isn't it? Okay, well, I'm going to let you go in case Melania and Nancy want to get through.
Well, okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, thank you very much for your call. Okay, so just before the break, I noticed, let's see, I mentioned the FBI data or official crime data. So, you know, we've got this. If you're talking about murders, you've got at least, okay, so the data I have, let's get back to that. Where is that? There it is. This is for 2016. So this is under Obama. This is under, it was after Eric Holder was attorney general. It was Loretta Lynch, black attorney general, black president, and they released this data. I don't think they're releasing this data anymore because it's all racist. But you know, race of offender, this is for murderers. 533 murders by blacks of whites. Now, then it lists, let's see, for whites murdering blacks, it has 243. So it's less than half as many, but here's the thing. The 95 of those are Hispanics, white Hispanics, but they're Hispanics murdering blacks, which, you know, well, that's a thing. So I think I'm reading this all correctly. We know it happens every day. And, of course, the other thing is, when you're having, like, this type of white-on-black murder, it's likely to happen in a prison. It's not likely to happen in a street. So in prisons, I mean, you have murders and you have violent incidences in prisons, people getting stabbed in prison and whatnot. So anyway, well, that's for murder. Can we get it for rape? Because for rape, it's way, way worse. Let's see. Well, we've got violent crime. Let's look at the violent crime. Well, okay. Anyway, here it is. Browse by offense, rape, which is much, much worse. Okay, well, I can't find it, but I've seen it before, and you get tens of thousands of blacks raping white women, and you get virtually no whites raping black women. And to, you know, like I said, the two most prominent cases of whites raping blacks turned out to be hoaxes. But of course, you know, why do these hoaxes, why do we have them? Why do we have the hoaxes? Why does this black girl's story become national news? Well, it becomes national news because the Jewish editors at the New York Times, at CNN, at NBC, they are pushing this whole narrative. You know, they've been pushing it with Black Lives Matter. They've been pushing it with, you know, the police shootings of good boys who hadn't done nothing, didn't do nothing, and they've created this whole myth of black victimization by racist whites. And, you know, you see it in Hollywood movies or whatnot, Hollywood movies or TV shows, the crime TV shows. And you see it in the Spike Lee movie based on some for real, she, which is how it was advertised. It wasn't advertised as being a true story, but the black KKK Klansman, which was a giant slander against David Duke. It was based on some for real, she. That's the way it was billed. Not even saying it was based on a true story. It was based on a book written by a black police officer, except the black police officer never made any allegations of white racist violence or crime against blacks. That was never part of the book. That was something that was purely manufactured and inserted by Spike Lee, and of course You know, the script writers for the movie were Jews. Whose idea was it to have some, you know, like racist, like fat racist white lady and her skinny husband with bad teeth, that they were going to, instead of, in the book, which the book talks about blacks who were planning on bashing in David Duke's head, and the black police officer was assigned to the security detail to protect David Duke from getting his head bashed in Colorado Springs by blacks who were threatening violence. But the way Spike Lee spins this is that somebody in David Duke's organization didn't just threaten, but actually bombed and blew up a car belonging to some black lady, which nothing of the sort ever happened, but that's what's in the movie. So it's this constant slander, and it's over and over and over again. If you're to stand up and say something about it, then you're the racist. So there we go. 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Go ahead, call me up. We can talk about it. So in the presidential debate, the Democratic presidential debate of what was it? Was that in July, where Kamala Harris called Joe Biden a racist because Joe Biden had opposed school busing, and nobody liked school busing. Nobody liked being bused from one side of town to the other. But you know, she said that there was a little girl who got on a bus and went to another side of town and got off the bus, and that little girl was me. That little girl was me. Poor little girl whose parents were both studying at Stanford, affirmative action, most likely, because If it wasn't affirmative action, I don't know what happened with her genes, because Kamala Harris doesn't really have Stanford quality intellect. I'm sorry, she just doesn't. I'm not saying she's stupid, but I mean, she doesn't say very smart things. And of course, you know, she jumped on that whole Jesse Smollett thing. Not too smart. And Tulsi Gabbard called her out on this. Tulsi Gabbard, by the way, I'm a bit disappointed that she was the last person. She had been opposing the impeachment hearings against Trump, but she finally caved on that. She's going to cave on stuff, like she caved on gay marriage. But and I expect her to cave on things. I don't want her to cave on, if she starts caving on regime change wars and the new Cold War, then I'm off the surfboard. But right now, I don't see that happening, and so I'm on the surfboard. The Tulsi surfboard. But, you know, I got myself distracted there, but Tulsi Gabbard had called out Kamala Harris for having locked up lots of people on marijuana charges and then having joked about herself smoking marijuana and listening to Snoop Diggity Dogg when she was in college. And of course, I think she's older than Snoop Diggity Dogg and would not have been listening to him in college. So maybe Joe Biden's imaginative Alzheimer memory is contagious because he was standing next to her, because her memory is pretty bizarre anyway. But anyway, so Kamala Harris had been accusing Joe Biden of being all racist because he opposed school busing. Nobody was for school busing, but they're pushing this whole narrative. And and the point of school busing, well, you know, I had Don Advo, who was an attorney. I had Don Advo on this show a couple of years ago when my show was new. He was one of my first guests on here. And you know, he makes the point that if you actually read the the Supreme Court decision, Brown versus the Board of Education, it actually, you have the court actually was deciding that white school children were basically property of the black community, that the black community has a right to force white school children to be in the same classes with them, that the blacks have this right. They have a vested interest in white school children, and it really turns white school children kind of into a property of blacks. I'm not a legal scholar, but you know, the if you look at the state of education, and of course Don Advil, I think the first time I had him on my show, he kind of criticized me for even saying what difference does it make what the educational results are. The fact is that white school children are basically legally under Brown versus the Board of Education the property of you know, that blacks have a legally recognized property interest in white school children and forcing them to go to school with their children. But at any rate, just, well, what about the educational results? The educational results have been bad for everybody. And, you know, we've been hearing for decades about American educational standards going down, you know, compared to European countries, compared to Asian countries, just being really, really bad. And, well, this is what we have going on in our schools. Now, one thing, though, that you have going on in the schools, of course, you've had, you know, a media and other elite effort to hypersexualize children, right? To try to introduce children to explore their sexuality. And, you know, this is the creepy, to me, this is the creepiest thing about what's the Planned Parenthood is Planned Parenthood. I saw some videos that they had produced that were aimed at school children and encouraging them to explore their sexuality. And that's pretty messed up. I'm not somebody who goes around bashing Planned Parenthood. They're not one of my favorite targets, but that was pretty messed up and pretty creepy and pretty weird. But you've got you know, not just through Planned Parenthood videos, but if you look at the TV shows that are aimed at not even teens, but at tweens. And there's a producer, a Jewish producer named Dan Schneider, and he created and produced a string of shows, I think mostly on the Nickelodeon network. If you know Ariana Grande, she had been on a couple of his shows, and, you know, she's somebody who got all messed up. Well, she's like a big star now, but she's a messed up star. And there's some other young girls, white girls, who've gone through his programs who turned out totally messed up. A number of them, not everybody, but a number of them. And so shows like, what was it called? Victorious and... I don't know, these shows, but just look up Dan Schneider. And the shows, here's the thing, it's the whole rat poison. I've talked about this, not recently, but, you know, rat poison tastes good, but it's poison. And these shows that Dan Schneider would produce were funny. They had a lot of funny stuff in it, but they were poison. And not even, like, okay, because if you're aiming at 9 and 10 year olds, you don't have to get too explicit for it to be poisonous, but 9 and 10 year olds are watching, say, young teens, 13, 14 year olds being characterized, and they're all being, you know, they're all going out on dates and kissing. Oh, you've never kissed a girl? Oh my gosh. So these are the ideas that they plant. And then of course the other thing they do is they plant you know, young idols like, well, Ariana Grande had been on a couple of these shows, and then she becomes a very sleazy singer as a young adult who's dating black rappers and black rappers who are tweeting explicitly about their sex with her. I mean, that was a thing. All right.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to National Bugle Radio. You know, I'm just looking back at this this FBI data on races of murderers and murderees, people getting killed, and I'm realizing that it's got to be a lot worse than this, because there's probably about 20,000 or more murders. I think it's 20-something thousand murders per year in the United States, and if I add up the murders that seem to be in this database, it seems to be less than 7,000. Now, it does say, this table is based on incidents where some information about the offender is known by the law enforcement, therefore this table excludes data when the offender's age, sex, race, and ethnicity are all reported as unknown. So I guess there's a lot of crimes that never get solved. And so I would have been surprised that, you know, if we're only talking about 7,000 in this database in a year that maybe 20-something thousand, at least three times as many, three or four times as many people got killed. Does that mean that only one out of three or one out of four murders is getting solved? If that's the case, that's really pretty scary. Anyway, so we just have a few minutes left, and I'm not sure if this show has really done justice to this issue, the hoaxing issue, because, you know, where are we now in the current year? We're in the current year where we've got these Democrats like Beto O'Rourke and Elizabeth Warren who are saying that elect me and I will turn white supremacy into the nation's number one law enforcement priority. And they've been having hearings again on Capitol Hill in Congress about, you know, the problem of white nationalism. And so we've got a very violent society, all of this criminality, and they do these Talmudic contortions in order to define white supremacy as somehow being such and such percent of all extremist violence. Well, okay, you've got 20,000 something murderers per year, and by whatever stretch of the imagination, you're not going to be able to find white supremacist violence that's going to account for, you know, more than like 0.something% of the violent crime. So 99.whatever% of the violent crime has nothing to do with, and that's, I mean, frankly, they'd be considering something like Heather Heyer as being killed by a white supremacist, which, I mean, it was a traffic accident. So they do, and you know, the gang violence in prison. So the fact of the matter is, they're using all of these hoaxes, and then they're turning white people into dangerous people, trying to set up some situation where, well, what are they going to do to us? Well, you'll have to call them later this week when I have my next call and show. What are they going to do to us? My show, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Stay tuned for another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Listening to